This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is 5:30. It is Wednesday, March 12th. Made it halfway through the week. You can do this. You're almost there to the weekend. It is so good to have you guys here. I feel like my studio smells again.
Oh, no.
Does your studio smell?
No.
Because I get the vent in here and I thought, oh, maybe someone ate something in there. It just smells like something. Although, you know, maybe it's just me because I had last night, we made a skirt steak and Brussels sprouts for dinner. And so this morning I like burped and I could taste Brussels sprouts and I was like, oh.
Last night we had spaghetti and we had a ton of garlic, so I'm wondering, like, when I burp, I'm like, oh, is this going through the vents, or, you know, just like the smell from the sweater?
My Brussels sprouts and your garlic, it's yes. Gonna be just a wonderful day around here. I can't wait till Ramon gets here.
He's like,
let's find
ladies
out what he had for dinner last night.
Oh, that's true. So, that too.
How you doing this morning?
Good. Last night was a great night. I just really just chilled, made spaghetti, worked, and then I sat down and watched Abbott. That we love watching Abbott Elementary. Have you watched that show before?
I have watched it before. I don't watch every episode, but I've seen it. It's really funny.
Love that show. And then really that was it. I didn't do much just besides work for about an hour. I went to bed. And that was my night. How about you?
It was a pretty good day yesterday. It was a busy one. When I was finished up here, I had to run home. I was doing an interview for Las Vegas Now with Jake Shane, who you may know from like TikTok. He's social
yes.
media superstar. He's going to be here in town.
So funny.
He's hilarious. And so I had to run home and do a Zoom with him, and that interview is going to air on Las Vegas Now here soon. But you know, I just wanted to make sure I was prepared for that, and it was one of those interviews where it didn't feel like an interview. It felt like we were old friends, like, hey, like, oh my gosh. And we talked about everything from Taylor Swift to astrology to just like all of it. It was so funny.
He gives off the vibes just based off of his videos, just like he's a friend to everybody.
Yeah.
That you feel like you've known him forever. And I love that he used to have a name, but he changed it to his real name. Do you know what I'm talking about? He used to go by a TikTok name.
Well, so he's like infatuated with octopus, and like his Instagram is Pass the Puss. That's his Instagram
yes.
name. That's not his name name on TikTok anymore?
TikTok, it was Octopus. And then
wasn't it the number 8?
It had a Y at the end.
Oh yeah, and that's what he calls his fans.
Yes,
that, and he called me that at some point.
He did.
And it was so funny because my husband was in the room while I was doing the interview, and he heard that, and he didn't know that, and he's like, oh, his face just dropped. I was like, it's okay. It's okay. It was a compliment.
He didn't insult you, right?
Yeah, it was so funny. But yeah, so I did that, and then did Las Vegas Now right after that. I had to run down to the TV station, and it was nice last night. We had a nice dinner and watched another episode of Paradise. We only have one episode left. So
you do.
Yeah, I'm trying to savor it. I don't want to. I want to make it last as long as possible because I talked about it earlier this week. I binged Drive to Survive in one day, and I had that post-binge sadness, and I don't want to have that with this. And I feel like I've spaced it out pretty good.
Oh, so, good. Yeah. I started White Lotus, like, for season one, episode one.
I'm so obsessed with that
and
show.
And I think I'm on, like, episode five. Although I know how it ends because it was, like, this huge news on how it ended, I still am interested to see how it goes.
I love this season.
You think so?
Oh, my gosh.
Season three, right?
I've heard some people who are like, it's so boring, there's nothing going on. To me, this is the best cast of characters, with the exception of Jennifer Coolidge's character. She's not on there for various reasons. But this cast of characters is so fascinating. They're so multidimensional. I'm obsessed with this season. I think you're going to really like it.
Well, I have some catching up to do. I'll let you know when I'm on season three. But that's funny you said that a lot of people didn't like it, because James, he does not like season three. He's like, it's not going anywhere for
me. Yeah, I've heard people say that, you know, in fairness. But for me, I'm the opposite. I'm just like, these characters are so interesting. And I feel like something huge is going to happen
of
this next episode. Just the way they made the previews look, I was like, oh, this is going to get good. So yeah, those are the current obsessions right now. And we love hearing from you guys if you have like amazing shows that you are into, because, you know, it's all word of mouth. So let us know. Call us, text us, and we definitely will take those into consideration. And speaking of calling and texting us, you should do that right now, because it's time to start the show. It's time for the pre-show You Pick 'Em, where you guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Glycerin by Bush?
Don't let the days go by. Glycerin. Glycerin.
Do you want to hear Pretty Fly for a White Guy by The Offspring? Or do you want to hear Heaven by Los Lonely Boys?
I've been lost in my own place, and I'm getting weary. How far is heaven?
Those are your choices. Get your votes in right now. You can tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. You can always reach us. We are here bright and early, 702-364-9400. There is a strange trend that has been making the rounds online. Dogs are apparently terrified of a TV show that is really popular right now. And that show is Severance. Pet owners are saying that their dogs start whining, pacing, hiding, even putting themselves to bed as soon as the show comes on.
Oh my God.
I know. A lot of experts are saying that they think that it could be the high-pitched sound effects, and then the show's bluish tint to it, and even the stress levels of the humans that are with them that are watching it. Does your pet freak out about something that is a little unconventional? Or maybe it is a specific TV show. Maybe when something comes on the television, they start freaking out. What does your animal, like, what weirds them out? 702-364-9400. It's funny because just with TV shows, there were a couple of things with my dogs that would freak them out. Whenever they saw horses on television, flipping out.
What?
I mean, barking, lunging at the TV. It was always horses. Only if they were like galloping. If they're just standing there, it's fine. But if they see a horse like galloping.
Is it the horse running towards the TV screen?
No, just running in general, they would start freaking out. If we would watch a show like, well, I don't think Yellowstone was on at that time, but a show like that, they would flip out. And then this theme song, whenever they heard it, Molly, my female pug, would start howling, full on, like whining. It was this. When she heard Law and Order, she lost it. She lost it. I, oh, oh, over. Like, I'm like, what is wrong with you? It's so bizarre.
That is so interesting. I mean, I wish Momo reacted in a certain way with shows or TV, like just theme songs. But anytime I think it's normal, if a dog is barking on TV, he immediately, his ears come up.
He's yeah.
Like, where is that sound coming from? And James, he watches Severance when I go to sleep. He doesn't say anything about Momo. It's like, oh my God, Momo's freaked out. I'm watching Severance. But is there an episode in Severance where there are dogs, or there's a dog episode, or maybe it's another show he's talking about? But
no dogs that I can think of. Okay. There are other animals this season, but I can't think of dogs.
No dogs?
No.
Okay, because he's like, oh, there's a dog episode coming. And then all of a sudden, and then Momo goes, what? What? And then he's looking around looking for other dogs. But Momo doesn't watch TV. I wish he kind of did watch TV.
Do you ever play Bluey for your dog? Because I know a lot of people that their dogs love Bluey more than they do. And that cartoon is made specifically with the dogs in mind, just because those are the colors that they can really see.
And that's what we tried for Momo. We put on Bluey. We're like, oh my God, let's play Bluey for him. We even held him up to the TV so he could see it straight forward. And he looked the way.
He didn't care, Bluey. He was like,
Bluey,
whatever.
Ain't nothing to me. I'd rather play with my toys.
Well, but just be forewarned, if you are a fan of Severance, keep your dogs away. Maybe it's the dogs innie. Maybe it's the dogs outie. Who knows? It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Wednesday. It is 6:02. Getting ready for a busy one this morning. Thank you guys so much for being here. We've got a lot to get to. We'll talk more about that. How you doing this morning?
I'm good. I'm gearing up to my nephew's graduation for the police academy is next week. He's going to be a police officer. He's going to do California Highway Patrol. He has gone through a lot during that academy, but I'm so proud of him. He's actually first in his class. And that means when they do a run at the Capitol, they're going to do this run, and I guess family and friends can be there. He's going to be holding, I guess, a flag. And I'm like, oh, that's going to be
so
sweet.
Wow, that's absolutely huge.
So proud of him. The one thing I am nervous about is after graduation, immediately he's going to ride into the field. He is already stationed. He's going to be stationed in San Francisco. And I'm like, oh, that's a beautiful town. But there are some
There's
things.
There's a lot of crime up there, too.
I was going to say, yeah. There is a lot of crime up there. And I'm not going to lie to you. I'm actually pretty terrified for him. I'm nervous. I don't know how friends and family deal with this, with loved ones going into law enforcement. This is my first time experiencing it. I know you have some friends that are in law enforcement.
I do, yeah.
I'm just trying to navigate how they deal with maybe just one day, you never know. I don't know.
I think you don't want your mind to go there. No, I get it, though. Yeah. First of all, congratulations to your nephew. That is such a huge accomplishment. I can't even imagine how proud your family has to be of him. But I totally get the mix of emotions, because you've got like the pride and excitement, and then, of course, the worry. And law enforcement is such a noble but challenging profession. And yeah. it's natural to feel a little scared for someone you love who's stepping into that world. Yeah, my friends, I have some really good friends that are in law enforcement, and I worry about them too. But at the end of the day, I am just in complete awe of what they do, the sacrifices that they make, the risks that they take, mm-hmm. and the way that they dedicate themselves to protecting others. But for those of you that are listening and have a loved one in law enforcement, what has your experience been like? Like, how do you manage the worry while still celebrating their commitment to serve and protect? And it's just it's a weird thing to have such two different emotions.
Yes.
When it comes to that,
it's like next week I'm so proud of him. I'm so excited when I see him running around the Capitol, and then they do the ceremony and they do the pinning, and I'm gonna cry. I know I'm just gonna be so emotional. And then, I mean, like 5 days later he goes on to San Francisco. It's like he has no time to really just like celebrate. It's like, all right, let's get to work. And that's where I'm like thinking, How is he going to transition? But also, I just think that because he's my nephew, I'll always see him as this little kid.
Yeah, that's the hardest part to kind of come to the realization, like, oh, you're a full-blown adult and you're literally like protecting people now. What's going on?
I think I'll make light of it because when I see his hair, they have to like do a buzz cut. I'm like, oh, look at your buzz cut.
Well, you may have accomplished this, but your hair is gone.
Wear your hat, buddy. You're gonna need it.
Oh, well, congratulations to him. That is just super cool. We've got so much coming up on the show this morning. First of all, your tickets to see The Weeknd. It was just announced this week, The Weeknd is adding a second show to his Vegas date at Allegiant Stadium in July. And we've got your win them before you can buy him tickets with the Mega Minute at 7:30. And on the way next, we have an early edition of Heads Up where we are going to get you tickets to the Bel Air Backyard Poolside Concert Series at Durango with The Fray. That's on the way in just a few minutes. On the way next, though, we have What's Trending. Ed Sheeran just confirmed a new single is dropping next month. Plus, he's revealing details about his upcoming album that is coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Ed Sheeran is trending this morning. He has confirmed that he does have a new single that is dropping next month and a new album rumored to be called Play. Ooh. Now, he had that whole math theme going on.
Yeah.
You know? And so now it's Play. I don't know if this is a play on it, if he's going to find a way to tie it all together. But fans first speculated about the album when he changed his Instagram profile photo and he teased that Play was coming soon. He had originally planned to release the single on March 21st, but then he revealed that it's been pushed to April. He said something massive came in that's going to help blow the song up.
Something massive came in?
Yeah, so huh. I'm wondering if maybe someone decided to collab with him on the song.
Taylor Swift.
Oh, would that not be huge?
Because aren't they best friends?
They're, they're really, really tight. And they have songs together already. So I wonder if that's it. That's a really good guess. Anyway, he confirmed that the album is finished, though, and he will be releasing it under his label, which I think is such a cute name, just considering his red hair. It's Gingerbread Man Records.
Oh, that's a brilliant
that's
name.
So cute. He revealed that he has some of the title tracks that he's ready to release. Old Phone is one of them, Sapphire, and Azizam. And he says Old Phone is his personal favorite on the record.
Old Phone, okay.
Yeah, so I'm not sure if that's the single that's going to actually be released. He does say his upcoming album marks a return to Big Pop. So it's back to his roots, I guess.
Well, I wonder what Big Pop means in his definition. Like the Bad Habits or The Shape of You's or Perfect or 18.
Well, you think about his last album that came out, that Autumn Variations. I don't classify that as big pop.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So
yes.
Maybe it's just going back to like those songs that you mentioned. He's going to continue his mathematics tour this year. He's got European dates from May to September, which I had no idea his tour was still going
Same.
On. I went to it when it was here.
How was that?
It was good. He's great. It's really hard to keep an audience engaged by yourself. You're not really a dancer. You're just, it's you and it's your piano.
And his guitar, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he did a great job. He did bring out Brandon Flowers.
That's right.
Which was really cool. I think a lot of people were super excited about that.
And then when he went to Detroit, he brought out Eminem, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm really excited to hear new music from Ed Sheeran. And we'll keep you posted. As soon as that single comes out, you know we are going to be banging that sucker.
Oh, yeah.
And that is what's trending. All right, it is time to win this morning. Early edition of Heads Up, and we are giving you a pair of tickets to the Bel Air Backyard Poolside Concert Series at Durango with The Fray. This is going to be so much fun. First of all, that area is so amazing. I love Durango.
Yes.
And you are going to see The Fray there. When you win Heads Up, you just got to pick your category and get six answers in 60 seconds. Simple as that. Caller 20, you get to play right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant. It is Jan. Good morning, Jan.
Yeah. Good morning, guys.
Are you ready to play some Heads Up for tickets to check out the fray?
Yes, I'm ready. Let's do this.
Let's pick a category. We've got Spring Break, Paper Chasing, or Donald Duck. Which one do you want to go with?
Let's do Spring Break. That's coming up next week.
Yes, exactly. The first day of Spring Break is on Monday, and these are all things that are associated with spring, okay?
All right.
You guys ready? Let's do this. The 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
This is the month we are currently in.
March.
Yes. This is this guy hops in to deliver eggs.
Leprechaun. Easter Bunny.
Yes. This is the holiday that bunny comes in on.
Easter.
Yes. This is the flowers are in full what during the spring?
Bloom.
Yes. This is what next week is for most Clark County students.
Spring break.
Yes. This is, you know what? I'm going to pass on that. These fly, they are like monarch is a type of these.
Butterfly.
Yes.
Wow.
And I said fly, but
yeah,
I don't.
It's okay.
It's okay.
We'll go easy. It's 6:33 in the morning.
Jan, you got it. Congratulations. You are going to check out the fray. It's all part of their Bel Air Backyard Poolside Concert Series at Durango, and you are in for free. Congratulations. The winning does not stop. Next hour, your tickets to check out the weekend. That is all on the way. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. No matter what your favorite type of music is, there are certain songs that are just like, they're iconic, and a lot of them are rock songs that have kind of followed throughout our years and probably before your years. Think about like when you go to a sporting event and there's those iconic rock songs that play and everybody knows the words to them. Well, Loudwire, they just came out with a list, and this is funny. They call it the top God tier rock songs of the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s they have.
Okay.
So think about God tier. They say these are the songs that you have heard plastered all over classic rock radio for decades now. These are the songs that your parents or grandparents grew up listening to, and they're legendary. So they still continue to be recognizable to this day. If you want to achieve God tier status, there's a lot of things to take into consideration. You basically sales, radio charts, the impact a song had, whether it be covers, media placements, stuff like that. So think about the biggest rock song in your mind. 702-364-9400. We've got them separated by 70s, 80s, and 90s. Can you guess, like, oh, let's start with the 70s. What do you think was the biggest rock song of the 70s before a lot of people's time?
Jeez.
But they've still continued this to live on.
Well, this was like late. When you said the songs that you hear at like sporting events or stuff like that, I immediately went to this. Don't stop.
Yeah, that's a huge one. Journey, that would be 80s.
Okay.
And that was on the 80s list. It was number 5 on the 80s list.
Okay.
But just going back like 70s. I'll give you number 3.
Okay.
And let us know what you think. 702-364-9400. Number 3, when they call them God tier songs from the 70s. Welcome to the Hotel California. Everyone knows this song still.
Oh yeah.
My kids know this song. Like, huge, okay? Hotel California by the Eagles.
Okay.
Number 2, God-tier song of the 1970s. Dream On. Dream On by Aerosmith. Can anyone guess what number 1 would be? For the 70s, we're talking here. Hey, Jeff, good morning. What do you think? Jeff.
Hey, good morning. My favorite 70s song was Papa Was a Rolling Stone.
Papa Was a Is that the Temptations? Jeff, I think we lost Jeff.
Jeff, I think so.
I love this song. I don't know that I would put it God tier rock.
Yeah, I agree.
But number one is this. Highway to Hell, AC/DC.
Is this song in the Cars movie?
I think it is. I think it is. Okay, let's talk 80s really quick because Lily has a guess. Lily, what do you think is like God tier hottest song from the 80s rock edition?
I would say Pour Some Sugar on Me by Def Leppard.
Absolutely huge. And that you're really close. That's number three on this
nice.
List from the 80s. The biggest rock songs of the 80s. Number three. Number two. Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer.
Yes, yes.
This plays at a hockey game. Everyone
always
is singing it. And number one, God tier rock song from the 1980s, AC/DC, Shook Me All Night Long.
Okay, now AC/DC's running this whole list from the 70s, right?
Yeah.
Now the 80s.
Yeah, they were number one, Highway to Hell. They're number one in the 80s. They are You Shook Me All Night Long. Let's go to the 90s. This is where I become a little bit more familiar with the rock music. Let's talk to Ryan. Ryan, what do you think it is?
Hey, good morning. I would say Nirvana. That sounds like Teen Spirit.
Oh my gosh. Nirvana was absolutely massive. This song was number seven.
Okay, not number one?
No, not number one. You want your top three?
Let's do it.
Okay, from the 90s, you've got Everlong at number three by the Foo Fighters.
They were huge in the 90s.
Yes. This song, I am so biased. I love this group so bad. Number two, Higher by Creed.
Yes!
I loved Creed. Oh my gosh.
And they are incredible.
And number one, which tells me someone at Loudwire really loves this group, AC/DC, and again.
Okay, they're biased
number
now.
Number one with Thunderstruck.
Someone is definitely messing up this list. They're number one in both 70s, 80s, and 90s. You agree with that?
I mean, they are massive in the rock world. I think that, there's a couple other songs I might have picked for the 90s. I think that, Green Day was really big.
Yes.
Was Nickelback 2000s or 90s? I would kind of put those in there.
I would say 2000s for me. I mean, I was born in the 90s, so I don't know the 90s that big, but I would say Nickelback is 90s. Oh, I mean 2000s.
But you can't deny that the second you hear this song, people like start freaking out.
Oh yeah.
Of the three though, Highway to Hell, Shook Me All Night Long, and Thunderstruck, which one do you think is best?
Highway to Hell to me. I love Highway to Hell.
It's weird that they put a song called Highway to Hell in the Cars movie though, right?
Oh yeah, that's very true.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
This really, this upset me. For the first time in its 54-year history, Southwest Airlines is going to start charging customers for their checked luggage.
Yes, the big news dropped yesterday, right?
Yeah, starting May 28th, the airline's getting rid of its famous bags fly free policy. Most passengers are going to have to pay for their checked bags. The change, which was prompted by the financial pressures and the investor demands, means only elite frequent flyers and top tier fare customers are going to still get free bags. Southwest also plans to end its iconic open seating and introduce new basic economy fares next year in an effort to compete with the other airlines.
Ooh, that's big. I was getting it left and right from people when DMing me like, can you believe this? I don't believe this. I'm like, you guys, honestly, wasn't it bound to happen with the economy and stuff like that? I think it was bound to happen.
I felt like that was the thing that set Southwest apart. Like, that was the thing. I always, when I check for an airfare, I always go to Southwest first. That is my number one stop. Here's the thing. I rarely check in a bag, so I don't know why it bugged me. So
why are you mad?
I don't know. I just felt like I loved the fact that that was like their thing. Bags fly free. Like, it just felt like a friend. Like, we got you. We got your back. Don't you worry about that. And it just made me feel like that's where I want to go first. And so I always went to Southwest first. And now I'm kind of like, oh, why are you doing this? Again, I don't know why it bugs me so bad because I usually take a carry-on, but it really bothered me.
Well, is it now going to change? Because now that everyone's trying to fit in a checked bag that instead of a carry-on bag.
So now more people are going to carry on because they don't want to pay. And so that means less bin space. So did it bother anyone else? It bothered me yesterday.
I think the one that, yes, it bothered me, but I think when I would finagle the system a little bit, but is it the want to get away where you can change your flight that day? So let's say the cheapest flight is like 6:25 a.m. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to book that flight. But when midnight comes around, I'll change it to a 9:30 flight. And that's what we would do. And I think that's changing too.
So, oh, yeah. All these changes. I don't know how I feel about that.
But you're still going to do Southwest. Don't lie. You're
I mean, I might start looking at other airlines, see what the options are.
Oh, no. You're betraying Southwest.
I don't know. Who betrayed who? Who betrayed who? Also, this morning, TikTok, they are rolling out some new bedtime-friendly features aimed at teens, like playing calming music and displaying gentle reminders for them to log off after 10 p.m. Parents are also getting more control over their teens' usage through updated family pairing tools, which allow them to set specific app-free periods like dinner or homework time and see who their teens are following. Some of the upcoming additions also include meditation exercises to encourage better nighttime habits, which will help teens unwind and improve their sleep routines. I think that's really needed, not just for teens, but for adults too. I think that app, there's just a very addictive quality about it where you don't realize how long you're spending on there just because you just keep scrolling and scrolling and scrolling.
I know one of your daughters is on TikTok. Do you have any like regulations or phone regulations at night?
Well, she's private, but I obviously follow her. I don't have any, but I should, because there's been times where, you know, I know she's up really late just laying in bed scrolling, and I used to not allow her to have her phone in her room. Like, that used to be a thing where you had to leave it downstairs. And I don't know, along the line, I guess I got lax on it, or I didn't realize she was sticking it up at night, and I didn't really change things when I figured it out. But I gotta put some limitations on that for sure.
I can't imagine being a mom with a teen with TikTok. I mean,
That's like number one app for sure. Finally, this morning, let's talk about stress. Stress is taking a huge toll on a lot of Americans, and a new survey shows how it's hitting them. The average person is experiencing peak burnout at around 42 years old. But for some people, it's happening even younger. A quarter of Americans now say that they are burned out by the time they're 30.
Eesh, yeah.
Can you imagine hitting burnout at 30? Millennials and Gen Zers are hitting peak stress levels when they're 25 on average.
I believe that. I believe 25, because I experienced burnout around that age when I had 3 jobs.
Yeah.
It's a lot, especially keeping up with the economy and rent and bills. It's really tough.
The top factors that cause burnout are finances and politics is on there, work is on there, just physical health in general. But they say that, you know, 83% of people believe that going into adulthood today is way more challenging than it was a decade ago.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you think about our parents. Well, I bought this house at $100,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Please.
I know. What? How? Were they on sale? What happened?
What is that on sale?
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
All right, we've got our contestant all set, ready to go. It is Ashley. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
How are you doing? What are you up to on this Wednesday morning?
I I'm doing laundry and getting kids ready for school.
All right. Well, how about we win a $125 diamond pendant, courtesy of Michael E. Minden Jewelers, while you're at it. That's multitasking at its finest. So, Ashley,
that
just
would be, yeah.
Guess the song faster than I can. We just had a winner, and Michael stopped by yesterday, and like he said, kick me while I'm down. I'm still coming off of that loss, but it's a good loss. Like, I was so happy that I got beat. So we want you to beat me this morning. You think you can do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
All right. Positive thoughts. I'm leaving the studio. I'm leaving you in very capable hands with Steph and Ramon. And let's do this. Let's make you a winner.
Get out of here.
Okay.
Bye. We're kicking you out. All right. Ashley, this is how the game works. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, shout out, got it. Once you say got it, we stop the clock. And within 5 seconds, you got to give me something. No humming and hawing. Okay.
Okay.
All right. The next sound that you hear is the song. And it starts now. That's 20 seconds, Ashley. You got something?
I have no idea.
No, you don't. All right, let's bring Mercedes
not my
in.
Genre of music.
That's okay. Mercedes is coming back in. Ashley, you have your kids Reason and Declan with you. What school do they go to?
Somerset.
Oh, shout out Somerset. All right, Mercedes is back. Welcome back, Mercedes.
Hello. Thank you.
All right, the next sound that you hear is the song, and it starts now.
Got it.
Dang.
I think so. I might have gone too fast on that. Is
that
it
was fast?
Is it Bobby Brown, My Prerogative?
Is it Bobby Brown, My Prerogative? You are right.
Okay.
You stopped the clock at 1.79 seconds. Ooh, that's very fast.
She's back, guys.
Uh-oh.
She's back.
She did get cocky.
She
now.
Is back.
All right, so humble yourself.
Okay.
Ashley, she went the full 20 and didn't know it.
I'm sorry, Ashley. Yeah, that's, I actually kind of second-guessed myself when I said got it too quickly, but it turned out to be the one, and that means we now have a $150 diamond pendant, courtesy of Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers. It goes up in value $25 every day that I win. So we'll do it again tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. Here's Bobby Brown. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning, and it is time.
Say what?
It is Say What with Steph. We sent Steph out to various elementary schools. And you have a lot of fun with these kids.
Oh my God, the kids are a blast. They make my day.
Now, you will ask them a series of questions, and it's up to us to try to guess how they will respond. And where did you go for this episode of
Say What? With Steph. We went up in North Las Vegas at Woolley Elementary School.
Okay.
This is Miss Vidrio's fourth grade class. And what we did is I interviewed four members of the class and asked them various questions like what's their favorite color, what's their favorite animal. And based off just that alone, you will kind of see where you're at with that information. And the following question, you have to finish their sentence.
Okay. All right.
Kind of. All right. Can I get a say what?
Say what?
Oh, I thought you were playing the thing. Say what?
Mercedes and Ramon, can I get a say what?
Say what?
Say what?
We'll do this one more time, too.
Say what?
All right. Here's kid number one, Mercedes. This question is for you. Here is kid number one.
I'm Lucy and I'm 10.
What is your favorite animal?
I like dogs and turtles.
What is your favorite part about being a kid?
Well, she already got me because she likes turtles. And that reminds me of that viral clip. Like, I like turtles.
I like turtles.
So I already love Lucy. What is her favorite thing about being a kid? Oh, I'm going to say Lucy loves playing with her friends outside.
Okay. This is what she answered.
Not that much work.
Not that much work. I'm not that much.
She's not wrong.
Lucky. I know. You think about when you were a kid and the things that stressed you out, and now you're like, oh my gosh.
You see your kids, I mean, your parents stress, and you're like,
I was so soft. All right. Okay. I didn't get Lucy, but I still love that Lucy loves totals.
Yes, exactly. All right, Ramon, here's your next kid. Question number two.
My name is Hazel, and I'm 10 years old.
What is your favorite animal?
My favorite animal is dogs.
What is the worst food you've ever eaten?
Oh, I think she's tried dog food before. I'll say dog food.
Dog food.
Wow. Wait a minute. Like, give Hazel some credit that she knows better than to eat dog food.
Does Hazel say dog food? Here she is.
Fish.
Where was it? Was it at home or like were you at a restaurant?
It was at home.
Who cooked the fish?
My mom.
Ooh. Oh, fish. Hazel's in trouble.
All right, here's kid number three, Mercedes.
My name is Kelly and I'm 10 years old.
What is your favorite color?
Baby blue.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
Ooh, baby blue Kelly wants to be...
I'm going to give you a hint. Think athlete.
An athlete?
Think about a sport.
A track star.
A track star? Is it a track star, Callie?
Olympian gymnast.
Close. Oh, okay. Yeah, I meant an Olympian track star. That's what I meant. Darn it. That's a good kind of dream to have, Callie. I totally believe in a few years we're going to hear Callie is performing and going to be competing at the Olympics.
I'm going to continue this question with you, Mercedes, okay, on that gymnast note.
Is there another gymnast that you look up to?
Simone Biles.
Jordan Chiles.
Darn it. So close. At least they were on the same team together.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Okay, Ramon, here's our last kid. Here is the next question.
My name is Joshua and I'm 10.
What is your favorite color?
Blue.
Now, what is your favorite video game to play?
Oh, Fortnite.
Think Fortnite, final answer?
Yep.
Call of Duty.
I was kind of surprised for a 10-year-old to play Call of Duty, but that's what he answered.
Probably could destroy all of us on Call of Duty.
All right, let's follow up with that question with Joshua, Ramon.
Do you ever play with adults, like, on the other side?
Sometimes.
Do they talk smack to you, or do you some talk smack to them?
They talk smack to me.
What are some things that you say to them?
What are some things that you might say to the other line when you're talking smack?
Your mama is ugly.
What does Joshua say?
Try more better.
Try more better.
That is the theme for today. When you're feeling down, try more better. Guys, come on. What a cutie.
And thank you guys so much for letting me do this. At Woolley Elementary School, Miss Video's fourth grade class. It was during Nevada Reading Week, so I got to read to them, ask them some questions, and just hang out with them. It was a lot of fun.
I love it. Say what? That was so much fun. These kids they're hilarious, and they all love the color blue.
They do.
For some reason. All right, who is ready to win? How about some win 'em before you can buy them tickets right now to see The Weeknd? Yes, The Weeknd announced a second show in July. These tickets are for the 4th of July. That is going to be a party over at Allegiant Stadium. And if you want to go check out The Weeknd right now, you just have to conquer the Mega Minute. It's 60 seconds. It's 10 questions. You get them all correct in that time, and you win these tickets. Plus, you'll be entered to win the grand prize, which are upgraded lower level tickets. Caller 20, you get to play right now. Our number is 702-364-9400.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
And our contestant is Michael. Michael, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing? Oh, you got some friends with you. Who's in the car with you, Michael?
I have my sons with me. I have Bobby and Diego.
Bobby!
That doesn't matter. I'm dropping them off at school.
Oh, this is great. The more minds, the better when it comes to the Mega Minute. So here's how it goes, guys. If you know the answer to one of these questions, just shout it out. If I hear the correct answer, we're going to move on to the next one. And we've got 60 seconds to get 10 of them correct. You guys think we can do it?
Yeah, we got this.
Okay, I love it.
Love the confidence, Michael and Sons. Okay, this is what we're going to do. If you're struggling with a question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And Michael, the Mega Minute starts now.
Casper is known as the friendly what?
Ghost.
Yes. Which singer is known for their hits Blinding Light and Can't Feel My Face?
Weekend.
Yes. How many quarters do you need to make $2?
Four.
Eight
is correct. The Double Double Burger is from what restaurant?
In-N-Out.
Yes. What is the only U.S. state that borders Maine?
Maine. Pass.
The Weekend dated which Hadid sister?
Gigi.
No. When writing an email, yes, that is correct. What does BCC stand for?
Blind copy.
Judges.
Blind carbon copy.
Yes. There you go. Yes. Which animal is the mascot for the Gryffindor house in the Harry Potter books?
A griffin.
No. What is the only fruit with? Lion. Yes, that is correct. What is the only fruit with seeds on the outside?
Pass.
King Tut ruled which country?
Egypt.
Yes. What is the only U.S. state that borders?
Oh my god.
That was tougher than we anticipated. I love the person that just yelled out, Lion!
Yes!
For the Gryffindor one. That was right. So the only state that borders Maine, you guys, is New Hampshire. And the only fruit with seeds on the outside is a strawberry. I'm so sorry, Michael and Sons. You guys did a really good job. I thought we had it.
Me too.
But unfortunately, that is a no, and that means caller 20 right now. You get these tickets, two of them. Win them before you can buy them to see The Weeknd when he comes to town on July 4th at Allegiant Stadium. Caller 20 gets them at 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So those free at-home COVID tests from the government, they're going away. Mm-hmm. The government program that offers them is no longer accepting orders. According to its website, officials didn't really give a reason for the change. The tests ordered before March 9th, they'll still be shipped. Some local pharmacies may still offer them. Some health insurance companies may reimburse you if you buy the test in a pharmacy or in a store, but otherwise they're not going to be free anymore.
I remember they said this and then they came back. But anyway, last time I had COVID, I had no tests, none, no more free ones. And then I went to like a drugstore to get one and oh my gosh, it was like $70.
They're expensive. Yeah. So hopefully we won't need them anymore, knock on wood.
Yeah.
But if you do, yeah, those free ones sure came in handy. That is for sure.
I think I have one left. They said, okay, we were back. I think I have one left. Do you have any at home?
I have some. I don't know how many. I got COVID, gosh, I think it was last year. But, you know, I haven't really used them since. They're just kind of sitting there, and I know they expire after a certain amount of time too. Yeah. So you gotta
to know.
Be careful with that. Also this morning, they say happy wife, happy life may actually be true, and that is according to new research. A new study finds that your partner's good mood can lift your spirits and make you feel happier as well. They analyzed data from couples, and they found that when one person was feeling happier than normal, it decreased their partner's level of cortisol, which is the stress hormone. So it made them feel better. This was true even when the partner wasn't in a great mood to begin with. And the effect was even stronger in couples who had been together for a long time and reported having higher levels of relationship satisfaction. The best part is the reverse isn't necessarily true, meaning that the researchers didn't find that that someone's bad mood rubbed off on their partner and raise their cortisol levels.
Do you think that's true? Like with you and Matt's relationship, like let's say you have a bad day at work and you're just not in a good mood and he's in a good mood. Do you think that changes yours?
I don't. I'll be honest. I don't. And here's the thing. I am such like an empath that I will absorb people's energy. And I think that's why I like to be alone a lot, because I don't want to absorb other people's energy. And that's like just a weird thing that I have. But when it comes to good moods, I want to absorb that. Like that to me is the ultimate goal. But what I notice is if he's in a bad mood, then I get in a bad mood.
Oh.
So I do the opposite. I do absorb the bad mood.
When I'm in a bad mood, James tries to put me in a good mood. He's like, hey, you know, lighten up. It's almost the weekend. He goes, I'm like, no, I want to be in a bad mood. And I want to stay in a bad mood. Stop trying to lighten me up.
Let me work myself through this. Yes. You know, because sometimes that'll put you in a worse mood if someone's trying to put you out of it.
Yes.
Finally, this morning, did you guys see that video of the relay racer who hit her opponent with her baton?
Yes.
Why are you laughing?
Yeah,
it was terrible.
I haven't seen this video. That's why I'm like, wait.
Oh my gosh. It's really scary. Watch the video while I talk about the story.
Okay.
And you will not be laughing. I promise.
I didn't mean to laugh. It's just I heard the headline.
So this high school track star bashed her opponent over the head with a baton during a relay race at the state finals in Virginia last week. And it looks intentional to me, but she claims it wasn't. I've watched this video at so many different angles. She said that her arms were just pumping really hard and her arms stuck behind the other girl when she passed by. And she got pretty emotional talking about it in an interview the other day. Did anyone else see this? And what did you think? 702-364-9400. Last we heard, the girl she hit was being treated for a concussion and possible skull fracture. Some people think the girl who did it should face charges. Some people really think it was a mistake. I don't know how that could have been a mistake. What do you guys think?
She totally did it on purpose. She's swinging. How do you don't break someone's bone by accidentally hitting somebody. She's like swinging it.
Okay. Yeah, she like goes at her head.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
Okay, now I rewatched it like several times while you were setting it up, and I really think that she hit her. Like she doesn't intentionally, you know, because I've seen my nephew. He runs track, and he did the baton or the relay, and when you're doing it, you have to keep the baton low. And for her, she straight up, boom, up above her shoulder and hit the girl on top of the head. That looks intentional to me.
It looks intentional to me too. It looks like she got mad because the girl passed her.
Mm.
She was coming around on her. She passed her. And then she just lifts it up and whop, 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 like bam, right in the head. We're getting a bunch of texts. Intentional. This was definitely intentional. Is it Tayton?
Yes.
Hey, good morning. Did you see the video? What did you think?
I saw it from like 100 different angles, and I watched it from like 100 different times, and I absolutely think that the baton hit was personal.
Oof.
And
I agree.
I definitely think the girl was trying to get ahead, because I don't think your arm could just slip and you, oh my gosh, accidentally hit the girl. What, two times?
Yeah, it wasn't even like one. Okay, if maybe one time you accidentally, you know, moved your arm up and then hit her, I could see that. But it was a couple of times. Melissa, did you see the video? What did you think?
Oh, yes, I did. I completely believe she did it on purpose. I recall in the video when she was crying and trying to apologize, she said she lost her balance. But I can't believe it.
Lost her balance, huh?
Yeah, a lot of people are saying that she should have charges pressed against her. Someone just said, Google professional lip reader and see what she says about this. I want to say I saw something that's a professional lip reader. Hold on. I'm going to see if I can find. Lip reader reveals what Virginia runner told opponent before hitting her with baton. Okay, let me see here. I have to scroll down on this one. That's wild that people can read her lips to see. Oh, of course it's on one of these ridiculous websites
with ads.
All ads. I don't want to leave everyone like wondering.
And I feel so bad. I'm over here laughing at first, and then I'm like, ooh.
That's when I knew you hadn't seen the video.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it was obvious to me. Okay, lip reader Nicola Hickling said that she yelled, get off, and heyo, as she struck Tucker's head with the baton. At the time of the alleged attack, the two athletes were racing to secure the second place. So it looks like, Yeah, she was trying to get her to get off of her, and that's when it happened.
I did notice in the video, the runner that did get hit on the head was starting to curve, and it was getting into her lane. I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but I did notice that.
Can't you switch the lanes, though, once you turn the curve?
Oh, I don't know.
I thought, I did track 1 year, and I thought that once you turn, you could get in, but I'm not 100%. Alexis, wrap this up. What did you think about it?
I think it was intentional. She hit her. She seen her opportunity right when she got that close. Plus, I heard that, like, the coaches from the person who hit her, they didn't even go up to her. They didn't check. Like, they knew what happened.
Yeah. No. After you would think she would go check on her, and nothing happened. They didn't go. They didn't check on her.
Oh, man.
Instead, she was just crying. And yeah, a concussion. That's more than just an accidental tap on the head. So there you go. That's what's going on. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Hey, coming up this hour, we have your tickets to check out Pitbull Vegas After Dark, the residency at the Blue Live Theater at the Fountain Blue. Those are coming up shortly with Heads Up. Hey, speaking of tickets, we gave away tickets last week to see an artist. And every time we gave away these tickets, my heart hurt just a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it Alanis Morissette?
No, that my heart swells up with joy and love when I hear Alanis Morissette. It was this artist. Bryan Adams.
Why?
Did I ever tell you my Bryan Adams story?
I think you might have, but refresh my memory.
All right. Have you ever had a bad encounter with a celebrity? No shade to Bryan Adams, because he is a very talented singer. I mean, he's got a voice that is just recognizable. I'm not talking about his talent here at all, but his people skills could use some work. I'm just saying.
Oh, no.
So we had Bryan Adams on the show. This was years ago, and I was excited. I was like, oh my gosh, he is a legend. It is the Bryan Adams. He's coming on the show. I was so excited about this. So we get him on the phone, pick it up, and we're ready to do our interview with Bryan Adams. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's Bryan Adams. Welcome to the show. I'm so excited to talk to you. Dead silence. So much so that I thought it was like a connection issue. And I go, hello? And he goes, is that your real voice? And I was like, what? He goes, is that your actual voice? You sound so weird. And I just froze. I didn't know what to say. I was like, I go, I'm sorry. I go, I think I'm just very excited to talk to you. And he's like, it's annoying.
Oh, no, he did not.
Yeah.
He said, it's annoying.
It's annoying. Okay, maybe he woke up on the wrong side of the bed that day. I don't know. We all have had bad days. Ever since then, we went on with the interview. I couldn't concentrate. I was out. I had tuned out at that point, shut down. Mentally, like, I know my eyes had tears in them, because I was just, yeah, like, so hurt by that. I was like, what? Ever since then, anytime I hear a song by him, I'm like, again, so talented, great singer. Not nice that day.
Did he lose a fan?
I don't know. I guess yes. Not like I was a super fan. I just appreciated his talent.
Right.
I was just excited to talk to a legend in music.
That's a bummer.
But has anyone ever had a really bad experience with a celebrity? 702-364-9400. I may have been projecting my voice a bit. I was excited, but I didn't think it warranted him being like that to me.
Ramon, you were talking about someone that you worked for where?
I worked at a casino on the strip. Can I say the place?
Let's keep it out just in case.
Yeah, I had several, but one I guess would be, who should I go with? Lamar Odom.
The basketball player?
Yeah, the former Laker, former Kourtney Kardashian. He's probably known.
No, Khloe, right?
Oh, Khloe, yes. Yes. And then the Bunny Ranch. But this guy gambled so much, he expected, he loved his Red Bulls. I guess he didn't drink alcohol, but he loved his Red Bulls. And anytime he came up to the bar, he expected that Red Bull to be free. because of how much he gambled. And if you tried to charge him, oh man, it was like World War III.
What would happen?
He would be like, oh man, you know how much I spend here? You know how much I lose here? Let me go grab my, somebody. They'll tell you who I am. And I would give him a pass because I'm a Laker fan, but I was like, come on, man.
Oh, man. What was your bad celebrity encounter? 702-364-9400. Nick, did you have one with someone?
Yeah, let me preface this by saying, though, it did say no autograph requests, please. But
thank you for prefacing that. We appreciate that.
A buddy of mine, I was in Southern California, and I owned a baseball card shop, and it was basically a museum for Michael Jordan, and all the other dealers knew that. So anything Michael Jordan, they would come to me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so another dealer said, hey, I'm on the board of Boys and Girls Clubs in Riverside County. There's going to be a gala in Chicago. Would you like to attend? I said, oh, heck yeah. So I rented my Jordan tuxedo. I put on my Jordan 11s. Black and reds. We went to Chicago. I had dinner with them. And I said, the rules are made to be broken. I mean, for sure, he'll sign my tattoo on my leg of him. I have a Jumpman tattoo on my leg. This was 1996. One of the first, not first ones, but it wasn't very common back then. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so three times that night, I asked him, can you please sign my leg so I could have it tattooed on, Mike? I came all the way from Los Angeles just for you to sign my leg. And he just said, I'm not signing anyone's leg tonight. Sorry.
Oh.
And I wanted to cry.
I mean, I get it. And I liked you how you prefaced it, that it did say that. You would hope they would give you a pass. I don't think that was mean,
no,
per se. I think he was just sticking to his guns on that. But I could see where you would be completely heartbroken. Our phone lines are blowing up, so we're gonna come back. We'll hear stories, bad celebrity encounters. We're talking celebrities like Mario Lopez,
my hero,
Adam Levine, all sorts of different celebrities. What was your bad celebrity encounter? We're taking your calls coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. What was your terrible celebrity encounter? 702-364-9400. We talked about my Bryan Adams PTSD whenever I hear him. I think of when he was so mean to me during an interview. Myra, hey, good morning. What happened to you?
Good morning. My interaction was with Mario Lopez.
What happened with Mario Lopez? Steph loves him. This is going to be
my hometown hero, Mario Lopez.
My childhood crush was destroyed as an adult. He was there for autograph signing on his new tequila that he was promoting at my job. And he literally told all the managers, please keep all your employees away. I do not take pictures with the employees and I do not sign autographs for employees. That broke me because I wanted that one picture.
With AC Slater, I mean, come yep. on.
Who does not want that little dimple, but it's crushed?
Oh, I took a spin class with him once, and after the class, I asked him for a picture. He took it with me.
Oh, he did? Yes. And then not with Myra.
You're so lucky. No, he denied me.
Oh, Myra, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you the picture, and you can superimpose your face over my face, okay? Thanks, Myra. Let's talk to Anonymous. Anonymous, who was your bad celebrity interaction with?
It was with Cardi B.
Oh.
Oh, girl.
That Cardi B? What happened?
So I work as a stagehand, and we set up the shows and tear down the shows for all the concerts in Vegas. And she showed up 2 hours late for her own concert. And then once the show was over, well, when she arrived and when she's over, she makes everybody stop working. They close all the doors so that she can enter with nobody seeing her, as well as when she's leaving after she just got off of a concert where everybody was watching her. She doesn't want anybody to see her as she's leaving and getting into her vehicle.
What?
Why are
3 hours late?
Oh, my God.
3 hours late on top of it? That's so rude.
Well, you said it, not me.
Yeah, she's like, I was working, so, you know, thank you so much. Let's talk to Derek. Derek, did you have a bad interaction with someone?
The wrestler Luchasaurus from AEW. So I do magic for pro wrestlers, because I'm a huge fan. So I go up and I'm like, hey, you know, my name's Derek. I do magic for wrestlers. And he just straight up looks at me and goes, I don't like magic. Get the F out of my face.
Oh, no, he did not. He cursed at you?
Yeah, and I was like right in front of his like partner, and I was like, all right, cool. And he didn't know that I was ring announcing, and then he ended up like, there was more, but I don't want to like super slander him. But yeah, that was the worst.
Wow. I mean, at that point, I would have made him like disappear or something. And now you're going to like magic. Thanks, Derek. Let's end this on a high note. Christy says she actually has a really good celebrity interaction. Who was it with, Christy?
It was with Ice Cube.
Oh, my favorite. What happened?
Yes. Well, we were visiting a company down on the Strip property, and he walked in and was going into the VIP lounge, and me and my husband and my two children were there, and he took pictures with us. It was totally, totally nice.
That says so much, just taking 5 minutes and doing that. Did you say anything ridiculous to him? Like, you know...
Well, I was all starstruck, and I said, hi, how are you today? And I'm like, oh, my gosh, that was so lame.
How are you today?
I feel like my mind goes blank when I'm in front of celebrities. Like,
especially
you're
Ice
really
Cube.
Talented. Oh, gosh, why did I say that?
And that's like your idol, too. Like,
I love him. He knows me by now. He sees me coming, and he's like, what's up, Mercedes?
I'm isn't like, that hi. So cool?
It's so fun. I love it. All right. Hey, speaking of celebrities, this guy seems like a nice guy. We're talking Pitbull. How would you like to see him right now? We've got your tickets to check out Pitbull Vegas After Dark, the residency at Blue Live Theater at Fountain Blue, Las Vegas. These tickets, the show is happening on May 9th, and these tickets are yours right now. When you win, heads up, you get to pick your category. And if you get 6 answers in 60 seconds, those tickets are yours. Caller 20, you're playing 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Jackie, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing good.
You are caller 20.
Yeah.
You ready to play Heads Up?
Woo! Yes.
All right. We've got your tickets to check out Pitbull, his Vegas After Dark residency at Fountain Blue. Pick a category. Do you want to go with ranch dressing, skincare, or whiteout?
We'll go ranch dressing.
All right. National Ranch Day was on Monday. These are all foods that start with the letter R. Okay?
Okay.
Foods that start with the letter R. All we got to do is get 6 in 60 seconds. We got this.
You guys do got this. Take a deep breath because your 60 seconds for Heads Up start now.
This is a side dish. You can get white, brown, multigrain.
Right.
Yes. This is you at barbecue. You eat these off the bone. They're
ribs.
Yes. This is a soup with really long noodles in it. Very tasty. A lot of people eat it when they don't have a lot of money. They buy
ramen.
Yes. This is a fruit. They are really small and they are red. And they
raspberry.
Yes. This is Arby's sells this kind of sandwich. Arby's. It's
roast beef.
Yes, this is I'm gonna pass on this one. This is what you would put on a hot dog. It's green pickle what?
Relish.
Yes.
Wow.
Nice. You got it, Jackie. All right, and who is helping you in the background there?
My two youngest, Max and Henry.
Oh, Max and Henry, you guys were great. Congratulations. And now you are going to see Pitbull, his Vegas After Dark residency over at the Fountain Blue, Las Vegas. Congratulations. That is going to be a fun one. And we'll have another pair of those tickets for you tomorrow morning with Heads Up.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Employers, are you noticing this trend? Employers are being catfished by young workers, with recruiters supposedly seeing it happen all the time in workplaces. Career catfishing, that happens when someone accepts a job and then fails to show up on their first day of work and with no explanation. They just no show. A recent survey found that 1 in 3 Gen Z employees have admitted to career catfishing in the past, and 1 in 4 millennials also admit to doing that. They say that those numbers are pretty high considering. Have you ever taken a job and then just not shown up for it? And why did you do that? 702-364-9400. Was it because you got a better offer? You didn't bother to call and tell the other employer? Why would you catfish a job?
I'm over here thinking that being catfish is like, oh, I'm so good at this and X, Y, and Z, and then you're not performing well. But I've never heard of someone not showing up there for their first day of the job. That's just, why would you do that?
There's a girl that it's kind of a friend through a friend that I follow on social media, and she's like an HR manager in Denver, and she posted about this a couple of weeks ago. She's like, imagine going through the entire interview process and background check to get a job only to not show up on the first day. And people were asking her questions like, what happened? She's like, nobody knows. This person just didn't show up. And someone said, like, are you sure the person's okay? Did you do a wellness check or anything like that? And I guess someone texted her, asked, hey, are you planning to come into work? And she just responded, no, I'm good.
Wow.
Like, what is that?
Like, no, just straight up, I'm not coming.
That tells me they got a better offer. But why wouldn't you let them know, hey, thank you so much for wanting me to work for your company. Unfortunately, I got a more competitive offer that I'm going to have to go with. Please, you know, open the position back up for someone who may deserve it. Like, why wouldn't you just let them know?
I don't know if it's something which is just like you said, maybe it's a generation thing. It's Gen Z. I don't want to say and generalize it's the whole generation, because I know a lot of very hardworking Gen Z kids. But why would they do that? I can't wrap my head around it.
If anyone has done it, hey, no judgment. Just like, what is your mindset behind it? I'm really curious. Also this morning, fans have been really concerned for Kelly Clarkson after the Kelly Clarkson show has been without her for part of this month. Simu Liu, Roy Wood Jr., Wanda Sykes, Brooke Shields, they're all among the guest hosts who have filled in. Willie Geist from NBC, Molly Sims, they're scheduled to fill in as well. The odd thing is that the show and Kelly, no one's officially commented on her absence and why she's gone. It just remains a mystery. So fans are starting to get a little concerned on what's going on.
Do you know how their ratings are doing? I mean, that might be a question that maybe you don't know, but it's more like, if the ratings aren't doing good, are they transitioning her out? I don't want to say that, but maybe.
Do you think? I mean, as far as I know, she does really well. And do you think they would just, like, all of a sudden not talk about her and bring in like Willie Geist? Do you think Willie Geist is going to be the game changer?
You're right.
You know what? No. We're going to bring in Willie Geist, and that's going to just make things better.
The ratings are going to go through the roof with Willie Geist.
He's our man.
No, maybe they just don't want to talk about it. Yeah. Some personal stuff is going on.
Probably. Yeah. Probably. All right. Finally, this morning, I feel like we just had this conversation, and it's about tipping. It feels like we're asked to leave a tip everywhere we go these days, and people have had enough. What used to be a gesture of appreciation for a job well done has turned into a source of annoyance for a growing list of transactions and services. So do you think, like, the cashier at the ice cream shop that you go to who gets your ice cream, or let's say they don't even do that. Someone else gets it. They just ring you up.
No.
Do you think that they deserve a tip?
No, not in my eyes.
But on the payment screen, when it says, the tablet says you deserve to give them a tip. Well, a new study from Wallet Hub shows how strongly people feel about tipping culture today. And 90% of Americans feel tipping is completely out of control.
I have a question in my scenario. I go to Best Buy. I have a screen protector on my phone, and I have a lifetime warranty where if I need it replaced or whatever, and I have this phone, however long I have this phone, I have a lifetime warranty. And so I go to Best Buy like every 3 months, and the guy there changes out my screen every single time.
Uh-huh.
Should I be tipping that guy?
Do they ask for tips? Is it on the thing?
No, it's in the lifetime. I don't have to pay.
I wouldn't personally. I mean, he's probably getting a decent hourly wage. Don't you think that's just part of the job?
Yeah, but then I think about other people that have like a good, decent salary paying job. And then we're like, oh, well, tips. They're asking for tips there.
That's where I don't personally agree with the tipping thing. Change my mind. Like, if I'm wrong, change my mind. But I always thought that the tips were the people who earned, like, what is the tipping wage? Like $2 and something, like next to nothing. Ramon, you've worked for tips before, haven't you?
Correct.
Okay, so do you remember what the hourly wage was?
Well, on the strip, they're union, so they get a nice hourly wage, but they get taxed whether you tip or not. They're taxed a lot. So, but here in the state of Nevada, you get minimum wage. The $2 thing would be like in Texas or something like that.
Oh, okay. Oh, so I just felt like on those jobs, like service industry, where yes. I'm doing your hair, I'm waiting on your table, I'm mm-hmm. doing valet, like those are the tipping jobs. Someone yes. who works at retail, I don't think you deserve a tip. You're doing your job at the place.
What about baristas? Do you guys think baristas deserve a tip?
I mean, I always give them a buck or two. I think a buck or two.
Like going back to that ice cream one.
Yeah.
That tip is going to go to everyone, not just the cashier.
Okay. So, like, if I'm getting an ice cream cone and they're scooping out the ice yeah. cream and then another person's a cashier, it's all split evenly.
Correct.
Mm.
Unless they're doing shady stuff, but yes.
Maybe that goes back to the whole not showing up for your job. When you find out, like, you're not going to get a tip, you're like, I'm out of here. Forget it.
Yeah.
I'm just not going to show up on the first day. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. If you missed the news, Southwest Airlines, they are dropping their free checked bags for most passengers. This is the first time they've done this in their 54-year history. And people are feeling some kind of way about it. I have heard so many people just so upset about this. It's like the other airlines, they're doing it. And that is like, whatever. But the fact that Southwest is doing it now has really been a game changer. Like, the backlash has been bad. I've heard people say that they will literally never fly them again because of that. And at first, I was really upset. I was like, oh my gosh, how can they take away bags fly free? That is ridiculous. And then I realized, well, I don't really ever check in a bag, so I just bring my carry-on. But then my husband was like, well, that means there's going to be less room in those bins for you now because more yeah. people are going to be doing that. Has there ever been something that happened that made you switch brands? Is this enough to make you switch to another airline? I saw someone tweet yesterday. They're like, well, goodbye, Southwest. Hello, Delta. And I was like, I think sure. Delta, I think they charge too, though, don't they?
They sure do. I don't know why people are. I mean, I get why they're upset because it's changed. It hasn't happened in over 50 years. So I understand. But it's like, please, they're not going to run out of business. Southwest is still going to be one of those people's go-to airlines. I really don't think people will switch because of that.
What is the item that you used that you were like, never again, I'm switching? 702-364-9400. There is an item that I stopped using because of a bad experience. It wasn't really an item. It was more of a site. I used one of those like third party booking sites when we went to Germany. This was years ago, like the first time I ever took my family to Europe. And the bad experience was enough for me. We get there to check in. Mind you, again, Germany, different language. So I'm trying to communicate with them. So I'm trying to speak their language because that
you're
is...
You're trying to speak German? That
yeah, too. Because that's the nice thing to do. If you're in someone's country, you need to speak their sure. language. They shouldn't, you know, have to speak yours. So I'm trying to explain to them that I have a reservation. I've got my translator out. I'm like, you know, trying to do it. And they're like, no name, no name, no name. And I'm like, am I just not coming across right? And finally, another agent comes up and she speaks English. She's like, hey, what can I help you with? And I said, my reservation should be under this name. And she's like, we don't have anything with you on here. So I said, well, I booked through this website. And they're like, oh, yeah, well, that's the problem. You're going to have to go through them. We don't do anything with them. So I'm there like trying to figure this whole thing out, excuse me, on my phone in another country with this. I basically had to rebook through them direct And after that, I was like, I'm never using a third-party travel website ever again.
And this is you stranded in the hotel because you don't have any reservations. What ended up happening?
We ended up making a reservation direct to them. Like, literally, I'm standing in front of them on their website. And she's like, yep, just got your reservation, just went through. And then I had to cancel the other one through them, but I had to literally jump through hoops. They had zero record of me. And there I am on my phone rebooking through them direct. And then she looks and she's like, oh, there you are. It was so frustrating. Have you ever said, I'm totally done with something, or you put a personal ban on yourself because of something?
So, yeah, also third party, Expedia.com left, long story short, I'm going to try to keep it short, left me and my wife stranded in Portland. We get to the ticket at the airport. We get to the, you know, the ticket counter, and she's, you know, we give her ID. She's looking all confused. She's like, Expedia put your name on both tickets. Your wife doesn't have any tickets. And I was like, what?
No.
But we got here.
No.
And so she's like, yeah, really can't help you. Really can't do much. I'm like, please. So we call Expedia, and this is right after the pandemic. This was 2021, so those wait lines were insane on the phone.
Ugh.
Jackie was on the phone for about 90 minutes.
And did you finally get something?
No. So I just walked over to Southwest, and I just booked right there in front of the counter. And she finally got through, and they're like, oh, we're going to give you a refund because we can see that no one checked into the flights, blah, blah, blah. And then to get that refund, it took another 2 months because they kept telling me, a supervisor's going to call you. A supervisor's going to call you.
I hate that. Oh, that,
but
so sorry.
What's funny is you went to Southwest and now, yeah. Your bags can't fly for free anymore. It's Mix 94.1.